Greetings. You are listening to the Northeast Ohio AFSC Weekly Audio Podcast. I'm Greg Coleridge. It is Friday, June the 3rd. Thanks so much for listening. We seek every week to inform you about issues you feel are important, update you about past and upcoming AFSC plans and activities, and inspire you to take action. It is, after all, grassroots social movements made up of well-informed, prepared, and motivated people that always create real change. A number of activities from this past week that we would like to share, beginning last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, with active petitioning in a couple of communities that AFSC volunteers participated in with democracy activists connected to Move to Amend in the communities of Cleveland, Shaker Heights, and South Euclid. Weather was just grand, and it was a good event in Cleveland in particular. I spent some time gathering signatures there, but others were involved in Shaker Heights and South Euclid as well. That continues, and I'll be mentioning that in a moment. Sunday was the latest meeting of the People's Justice and Peace Convention meeting. Plans are well underway now. A number of additional speakers have been lined up, including Medea Benjamin, who is the director of Code Pink, will be giving a keynote speech. I think that's going to be Sunday, the 17th of July, and other speakers. So that's going to be a good bookend with Michael Eric Dyson, author, academic, radio host, who will begin, kick off, provide the keynote Friday night, July 15th, at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church in Cleveland, and then Medea Benjamin providing one of the last major speeches on Sunday, July the 17th. That'll be at the Masonic Auditorium in Cleveland. More details later. Tuesday was the latest meeting of the End Poverty Now March for Economic Justice in Cleveland. This, of course, is an event being planned on the first day of the convention, and what is gumming up the whole process is, for people who have been following the news, are the absurd requirements that the City of Cleveland, in coordination with various federal agencies, have established for individuals and groups in particular, that wish to demonstrate during the week of the RNC. They have established some guidelines that prevent people from being anywhere close to the queue and other parts of downtown Cleveland that will represent the inner ring. Demonstrations can only be 1 hour from beginning to end. No rally at either end. Just ridiculous. So that is being challenged, and hopefully will be amended in the near future. Anyway, there will be a march. There will be a rally. We're not quite sure where and not altogether sure when, but sometime during the day of Monday, July 18. And so the better part of that meeting was discussing how to respond, how to act, as well as further discussion around logistics of who's coming. Again, this march that AFSC is a part of, we hope to generate collectively at least 5,000 people attending this. So that's great energy, good coalition. It's coming together very nicely. Wednesday, June 1st, was a scheduled meeting of Radio Free Akron. That has been rescheduled to this next week, that being the 7th of June, Tuesday, same time, same place, which is 190 North Union Street at 6 p.m. in Akron, Radio Free Akron. And so that's a good bridge to turn to events coming up this next week. Beginning this weekend, there will be ever more petitioning in Cleveland and South Euclid and maybe Shaker Heights, though Shaker Heights was hoping to conclude their petitioning over Memorial Day weekend. But I'll give out Kathy's phone number anyway. So if people are interested in helping to collect signatures, last weekend was a good weekend. People were out collecting signatures. in a variety of different places in these communities. If you'd like to help the cause, again, you don't have to live in Cleveland. You don't have to have a petition yet. We can get you one with instructions, with talking points. Here are the people to contact. In Cleveland, contact Lois, 216-231-2170. Shaker Heights, again, I'm not sure if they're still petitioning, but if so, Kathy's the person to call. Give her a call. If in doubt, she can tell you whether they need help or not. 216-381-9350. South Euclid, Madeline's the person to contact. 216-291-4450. Of course, this petitioning is in each case to get on the ballot in those respective communities this November, an initiative calling on Congress to end corporate personhood and money as speech, to declare that only human beings, not corporate entities, possess inalienable constitutional rights and no longer have the power and the right to overturn democratically enacted laws enacted by representatives governing workers' rights, consumer rights, environmental protections, and the like, which currently is the case, but can end and be ended if this becomes a constitutional amendment. And secondly, of course, this ends the constitutional construct that money is speech. No, money is property. Speech is speech. And to declare that money is property means, well, that money talks, and that those who have the most money will then have the most speech. That's how it is now, and that is why we are in the pickle that we are in politically, economically, in so many ways, moving further down the trek of oligarchy, plutocracy, corporatocracy, all of those, and much, much worse. So all of this can be ended, and will be ended when a constitutional amendment is enacted. So help the cause. This is a growing movement. Again, in Cleveland, Shaker Heights, South Euclid, call those folks. Lois, 216-231-2170. In Cleveland, in Shaker Heights, Kathy, 216-381-9350. And in South Euclid, Madeline, 216-291-4450. Sunday is the next meeting. Again, open to all of the People's Justice and Peace Convention. 1:30 p.m. at North Presbyterian Church, 4515 Superior Avenue. There is lots of opportunities to help out in either one of the five tracks, which involves helping line up speakers, workshops, how the day of Saturday, July 16, is going to go. Those five tracks involve social and racial justice, environmental justice, political justice, economic justice, and international justice. There's also plenty of opportunities to help with logistics, planning, leading up to the event, during the event. So certainly all hands are needed. Feel free to attend. That's June 5th, this Sunday. There's also will be a meeting on June 12th as well, pretty much most Sundays in June. This Sunday, June 5th, 1:30 p.m., North Presbyterian Church, 4515 Superior Avenue. Monday, June 6th at 5:30 p.m. is the monthly Cleveland Move to Amend meeting. We will be spending the better part of the meeting sort of laying out our final month plan. We've collected, and Move to Amend activists in Cleveland have collected, more than 5,500 signatures now. We need probably 7,500 signatures. So we're going to be having a 30-day action plan for collecting 2,000 signatures. Ambitious indeed, but we can do it because there are over 150 people who have petitions out there that, for the most part, we're not quite sure how they've done. If each of those individuals with the petition merely have collected 10 signatures, I know that's not quite how it works, but just do the math. If every of those persons merely collected 10 signatures, we know some have are now working on trying to fill their entire petition of 50, while others probably won't do anything. But if just those 170-some people collected 10 signatures, we'd have over 1,700 signatures and would be just about where we want to be. So that's the goal, is just to have everyone who is interested and committed to do this, to just do their little piece. And if you don't have a petition yet but would like to, and help to just do your little piece, that would be just grand. Call our office. We can get you that information, or again, you can swing back and call Lois in Cleveland, 216-231-2170. Anyway, that meeting on Monday, Cleveland Move to Amend is open to all. Again, that's at 5:30. It will be at the Jefferson Branch Public Library, 850 Jefferson Avenue in the Tremont neighborhood of Cleveland. That's Monday, June 6th, 5:30 p.m., Cleveland Move to Amend, monthly meeting, Jefferson Branch Public Library, 850 Jefferson Avenue. Finally, coming up on the 7th, which is on Tuesday, the Radio Free Akron monthly meeting, open to all. If you are in Akron, would like to help promote independent, low-power, grassroots information that is non-corporate, not connected to City Hall, not connected to the corporate power structure, not connected to any other institution, be it a major institution, be it media or otherwise, we are truly independent, and we represent the call letters of this station, 96.9 WMVR, MVU. We are Many Voices United, and those Many Voices United are independent, are grassroots, are small d democratic, and we're trying to come together to pull off this low-power FM radio station. Plans are continuing, and again, could use your support. Either time, talent, or treasures. So help us out. Our next meeting is at 6 p.m. Tuesday, June 7th, at the building where our studio is located, 190 North Union Street in Akron. That's the monthly meeting, Tuesday, June 7th, of Radio Free Akron. We shift now to doing an interview with Genevieve Mitchell, who is a leader of the Carl Stokes Brigade in Cleveland, as well as one of the spokespersons for the aforementioned People's Justice and Peace Convention coming up in Cleveland in July, to give us an update about the convention and how listeners can participate. This is Greg Coleridge with the Northeast Ohio American Friends Service Committee, and joining me today is Genevieve Mitchell, an officer with the Carl Stokes Brigade in Cleveland, and one of the spokespersons for the, I guess you could call it national, People's Justice and Peace Convention that is scheduled to take place in Cleveland a few days before the Republican National Convention. That convention begins July 18 through 21. The People's Convention is July 15, Friday, through July 17, Sunday. So, Genevieve, thanks so much for taking time to talk about the convention.
Greg, thank you for this opportunity to come and sit with you today.
So, first of all, you know, what is this? Why is this taking, what is this People's Justice and Peace Convention, and why is it being held?
Well, the People's Peace and Justice Convention is dubbed so because current public policies, they feel, disproportionately benefit corporations and the wealthiest individuals. And in addition to that, they promote and expand U.S. militarism, while the concerns of the vast majority of people in the United States are ignored, distorted, or manipulated for political or economic gain. And so the People's Convention will include a diversity of voices and experiences that we hope will transcend any one political party or perspective, and its purpose is to lift up issues and problems that the Republican National Convention, RNC, will not authentically address, and to develop collective leadership, agreed solutions, and a people's peace and justice platform that will achieve just, nonviolent, democratic, and sustainable results for American citizens.
So that is an ambitious goal indeed, to try to bring people together, both from the national to the local, to come together and in a very short amount of time do what, you know, these political parties take a couple of years to do, which is to develop their own platform.
And
so that's the goal of this, right?
Indeed. And Greg, there are five platform themes that we're focusing on, and those include economic justice, racial and social justice, political justice, environmental justice, and international justice. The event is nonpartisan, and it's also a campaign-free zone. So, you know, it's free and open to the public, and we welcome and encourage people to come and be a part of what we are endeavoring to do.
So when it says that this is an attempt to have sort of an authentic democratic get-together of people to give their ideas, what do you think that means to you?
Well, it truly means it's nonpartisan in the best sense of the term, because we are not embracing we are embracing neither Democrat or Republican concerns. We're looking at this solely from a people's perspective and what the public's needs are right now, and those are jobs, education, quality health care. Hopefully, will evolve one day to single payer, universal single payer health care. Systems throughout the country so that everyone will be covered. We're also looking at just the foreclosure crisis, the conditions in our neighborhoods, the conditions surrounding how our children are growing up in these communities and poor communities in particular that are marginalized. We're looking at all of the full parameter of all those issues, and it is our hope to really examine that and those things and to bring about a kind of cohesive platform from our perspective that we can then present to both political parties here at the RNC as well as the DNC, which is going to be held soon after in Philadelphia.
So you have given very eloquently some examples of issues, specific issues, that you feel, and others in fact feel, have not been adequately addressed by, well, name quite honestly, both political parties. The foreclosure crisis and real health care issues around single payer and the plight of our nation's children and other. That's really the purpose of this, isn't it?
Right.
To address these kinds of issues that are not being dealt with at all or just only partially inadequately dealt with.
It really is. Our public education systems in many urban areas are commiserate. They're not up to par. We're not seeing evidence that it is working in terms of the graduation rates, in terms of the decrease in the dropout rates or expulsion suspension rates. There are police in the schools now, and, we are averse to any kind of militarism build up in our communities and especially our schools where our children are at. We are endeavoring to promote within our communities and our schools and other common areas around the community a holistic approach to governance, a holistic approach in terms of, how these communities are evolving. And what we're seeing now is just a focus on corporate initiatives or corporate priorities. We are not seeing solely a people-engendered kind of movement with regard to how things develop. We don't have unitary status in the Cleveland Public Schools, for instance. Mm. We don't have local neighborhood schools and community control, which when I was on the school board, that was what we pushed for. And I felt that, because we couldn't get that, there were some aggressive means to, individuals aggressively wanted to take over the schools. So, that's not a good thing, because their priorities may not be the people's priorities, and the people pay for the school system. They pay for government, local governance. They pay their taxes from their earnings or other mechanisms through which taxes are generated, go to pay for many of our community hospitals and what have you. But are those institutions then being responsive to the needs of the individuals in those communities? Are the actions of those corporations attrition-based, meaning are they gradually just wearing down through pressure or force, people? And we've seen that with the banking industry. We've seen where the banking industry just completely came in and obliterated parts of the east and west side of Cleveland where marginalized folks were living. And now, you drive through there, it looks like a war zone. You don't have to go to Beirut anymore to imagine what it looks like. It looked like at wartime. You can drive right through the city of Cleveland and some of our areas that have been left out of the economic loop and see that. East Cleveland surely is another area that's been hard hit. And so we want to examine all those issues. We got people from the west side and the east side who have come together and worked very, very hard. Yourself, Greg, and Maria Smith, and Mike Fiala, and several others, many others, who have really sat down and thoughtfully looked at how we can put this together, how we can convene. You know, as it turns out, they've invited over 350 groups nationally to come to the city of Cleveland for this People's Convention. So this is going to be huge. It's not something that's small. It is something that is highly inclusive. We want to be inclusive. And it's something that's absolutely necessary.
So all of these national groups have been invited. Mm-hmm. They may not all show up, but they have been invited. But it's not only, is it not, just for national representatives. There's also a place, and an important place, for people right here in Cleveland and throughout Northeast Ohio, right?
That is true. And we wanted to be the nucleus. We wanted to be the epicenter of where this wonderful transformative process takes place. And so you have groups like Black on Black Crime, Art McCoy. You have CARE, which is Julia Shearson heads that up, and the Carl Stokes Brigade. David Patterson is the president of our organization. Cleveland Human and Civil Rights Coalition. You have the Cleveland Nonviolence Network, Cleveland Peace Action, the Interreligious Task Force on Central America, NEO-AFSC, Northeast Ohio Industrial Workers of the World, excuse me, Organize Ohio, and Khalid Smad heading up Peace in the Hood Coalition for a Better Life, and others. So
how this is going to work is these national groups will come in and lead workshops and bring with them a proposal, right?
Absolutely.
A or two of things they would like to see in a people's platform that will then be debated by people who attend.
Right.
With the goal of what at the end?
Well, Maria Smith, yourself, along with yourself, Mike Fiala, and people like Brian at the Interreligious Task Force are encouraging individual groups to bring to these work sessions planks, what they call planks. And the planks have a laundry list of issues that these individual groups have prioritized as being very important to the community transformation that we're hoping to bring forth. And it is during the convention that these, under the aegis of these workshops, that these planks are going to be discussed. And we're going to put together a platform. From that, those platforms will then be presented to both the RNC and the DNC leadership.
So this is not intended to be just a big collective gripe session, but people are going to bring their ideas for change that they then hopefully collectively with people who attend will have an opportunity to give input on, and by the end of Sunday, early Sunday afternoon, hopefully have agreed to a people's platform. Bottom up, very inclusive, very participatory, very small D, Democrat. Democratic.
Absolutely. Right? So absolutely.
But it's not only going to be sort of roll up your sleeve working session. There's also going to be a couple of speakers.
There are.
So can you say something about who the main keynote speaker is going to be that very first evening, that being the 15th of July, Friday evening?
Because there are keynote speakers each day. The first one, we are so excited because Reverend Juanza Colvin, who is the pastor at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, has offered his facility up for the triage, the meeting area, for the first several days, 2 days of the convention. So that is where we will be housed, right in the heart of Quincy. And the keynote speaker on that day, which is going to be Friday, July 15th, will be Dr. Michael Eric Dyson of Temple University. And he is a well-known talking head from MSNBC. He's sat in for Ed and Al Sharpton and several others, Chris Matthews. And then he is also a theologian, well-respected. He's an author. He's a public speaker. And he has a authentic kind of dynamism that clearly appeals to young as well as old people. So, you know, he gets the full parameter of the picture. His research is impeccable, and, you know, I'm just so pleased that he's going to open up this convention, because I know in my heart of hearts that he will do it justice. And the keynote speaker on later on Saturday is going to be introduced by Mike Fiala and Pat Needham and their coalition planners. We're going to have the Reverend Lennox Yearwood or Connie Burton will come.
I think both of them actually.
Both of them. I certainly hope so. Yeah. I certainly hope so because I've heard great things about them. And then lastly, Dr. Rhonda Williams, who is our treasured, you know, social justice, you know, activist, and she just gets everybody revved up and keeps us on point. She heads up the Social Justice Institute at Case Western Reserve University, along with Imam Paul Hassan and Maria Smith, Jewish Voices of Peace are going to have an interdenominational plenary. And that will probably be a very spectacular presentation. And later on, I myself will have an opportunity to host a plenary keynote of Medea Benjamin, Jody Evans, and Code Pink.
Medea Benjamin has been confirmed.
She's been confirmed. Yep. Okay. So I look forward to it, and I hope that everyone from the community will coalesce and convene over at Olivet Institutional Baptist Church. Where for this historic, it's really an historic event. It's one that's not to be missed. We're going to be right across the way from Caramel House and the medical center over there that anchors that part of 89th and Quincy, and it's going to be spectacular. I'm very excited.
You know, there certainly is a place, and a big place, for the multitude of protests that will be taking place during the week of the RNC.
Oh, yeah.
But there is also a place, a definite place, and a very significant place for things like this, which is an alternative.
Yes.
It's not just saying what we don't want, but this event represents what it is we do want.
That's
what
correct.
We are advocating for, and what we are coming together in unity to promote, that represents a viable, legitimate, just, nonviolent, peaceful, and sustainable, and small-d democratic, authentically democratic alternative. And that's what this event is. So, and it's open to the public.
That's right.
It's free.
It's Friday, July 15th through Sunday, July 17th. There's on July 17th, I'll just throw in too, Greg, we're going to be at Masonic. The events will be at Masonic Auditorium, which is East 36 between Euclid and Chester in Cleveland, Ohio.
That's on Sunday.
Yes, and that is going to be another outstanding round of activities and events. They are dubbed as both educational and action-oriented. They bring the planks. They'll be refined and presented. And
finalized. We hope this 17th is where it all comes together.
And the larger
without killing one another, hopefully we'll agree to these this people's platform is the
That's
idea.
That's right. And so, you know, for contact, people should, those who are interested and want to pass it along, because we hope people not only from Cleveland, but people from, you know, surrounding areas throughout the state, Akron and Canton and Lorain and Cincinnati and Columbus and all of that, will also come. And then people will definitely be coming from out of state from all points. But they can register at the People's Convention, that's all lowercase, peoplesconvention2016@gmail.com. And for more information, they can go to www.pjpc2016.org/www.facebook.com/pjpc2016. And, you know, we are in the process of finalizing, you know, they should call if they have questions about transportation, lodging, you know, where the activities are housed, if they need mapping information, you know, they can go right online and get those questions answered. And we ask for their patience. We will get back to everybody, but this is a monumental task, and you got people who are very, very well versed in these kinds of things who are doing it, but it's a process. And so we implore everyone's patience.
So again, the event is free, but we do ask that people register so that we have a sense of how many
packets of information to produce and how much food to provide. Food.bombs and other groups are going to be supplying food, so we really would like to have some kind of sense of how much.
And we're accepting donations
right?
as well.
And we're accepting donations. So
anyone who would like to make a donation, please make your checks or money orders payable to St. Paul's Community Outreach Program, and or you can mail it to the Cleveland Nonviolence Network. That's P.O. Box 14418, Cleveland, Ohio 44114-0418. And those contributions will be welcomed and directed toward the proper activities.
So all of this information is on the People's Justice and Peace Convention website, which again, the address for that is www.pjpc2016.org. That's pjpc2016.org. Again, the event is free, but we do ask people register, and for that, we ask that people email People's Convention, that's all one word, People's, plural, People's Convention 2016 at gmail.com. Well, thanks so much, Genevieve, for taking the time and sharing the insight and the information and the inspiration.
You are welcome, Greg. Thank you for having me on again.
That's all for this week. Keep up with our activities. Contact us with questions, concerns, or willingness to help out. Our website is afsc.org/Akron. Facebook page, facebook.com/NEOAFSC. You can contact our office at 330-928-2301. Our program blog, northeastohioafsc.wordpress.com. My blog, createrealdemocracy.wordpress.com. Until next week, onward for justice, peace, and democracy.